Put up to our audit committee report.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking for a report.
An oral presentation.
I think you probably can go on the website for a copy of the report. Gail happily does provide me with that as a cheater to describe what happened at the meeting. It is well done this time. It's always well done, but this time is particularly well done. Probably the key issue that the board, bring the board up to date on, and you will on an ongoing basis have an interest in, is a new internal auditor job description. We did proceed on the meeting prior to the most recent one to agree that it made sense to bring on board an internal audit role function person. Gail put together for review by the committee of a tentative job description. We went over it at some length. And by the way, the description does include employer audits that are currently being done by Raleigh, just so that's clear. Probably the key issue everywhere when you have internal auditors is who they report to. If the organization is large enough, it's more comfortable for the internal auditor and typically internal audit department for very large organizations to report directly to the audit committee as contrasted to the CEO. In an organization of our size, that's not a natural fit. And where we ended up, I think comfortably, the consensus of the committee, was that the internal auditor would report administratively to the CEO and functionally to the audit committee.
Does that mean you have a dark line to the audit committee and a dashed line to the CEO, or vice versa?
Other way would be.
The other way? So the dark, okay.
Yeah, the practical answer is that the audit committee meets four times a year. How and what is going on in between those four meetings really is controlled by the CEO.
We had a vigorous discussion about the lines as well.
Oh, yeah, I believe you did, and I'm not second guessing.
No,
I'm
no.
I'm just curious. I want to make sure I understood.
The question is right, absolutely
yeah,
right on.
We tackled it for sure.
No, a good part of my career wrestled with dotted lines versus straight lines or non-dotted lines.
It's difficult.
The position we envision will be an executive-level position. That is reasonably in line with the compliance officer position. And it will come to the board's focus, a direct role, when the 2020 budget is considered by the board and at some point approved. It will be a part of it. Henry gave us a very detailed background on the steps that they have looked at very carefully as far as ensuring that withheld taxes are paid on a timely basis and in correct amounts. And I think the committee came away with a high degree of comfort that what caused the penalty to be incurred earlier this year because the filing was one day late will not happen going forward. There are a variety of controls and overlaps to make sure that doesn't happen. Henry, you can challenge any of that if you like, but
absolutely, no challenge.
Okay.
On that.
Red flag still in your pocket.
Working hard on that. Yeah.
That's good. Good. Thank you. Raleigh had one presentation on one entity called Contra Costa County Employees Retirement Association.
Tough group.
He said that they were very cooperative.
Good move.
And the one issue has been corrected. So we are operating from an internal audit point of view from our compliance officer in good shape. Thank you. And I think that's basically what we talked. We talked quite a bit about CPAC. I'm not sure the board would want to get into the details on that, but
CPAS.
Oh, CPAS.
CPAS. I'm sorry, CPAS.
Our pension system.
I don't remember.
You can see right away. I'm not going to get into the details. but they are working hard to get ready for
political action,
current changes in CPAS and ultimately a change going into a new system. Did I get that correctly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a complicated one, though.
This it really is in the weeds.
It's significant.
Yes, it's important stuff.
What little I know about it,
if that gets wrong, we've got real problems.
See.
Yes. Other than Rusty not being with us for this meeting, the board is here. The committee is here. Any questions? Board at home.
Anything for the chair?
No. It's a great report.
Thank you, John. Thank you.